Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look. This is a commemoration or a memorial of Saint Cyril of Alexandria. And the first reading comes from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 2, verses 6 to 10 and 13 to 16. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Israel and for four, I will not revoke my word, because they sell the just man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth and force the lowly out of the way. Son and father go to the same prostitute, profaning my holy name. Upon garments taken in pledge, they recline beside any altar, and the wine of those who have been fined, they drink in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, who were as tall as the cedars and as strong as the oak trees. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots beneath. It was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and who led you through the desert for 40 years to occupy the land of the Amorites. Beware, I will crush you into the ground as a wagon crushes when laden with sheaves. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong man shall not retain his strength. The warrior shall not save his life, nor the bowman stand his ground. The swift of foot shall not escape, and the horseman save his life. And the most stout-hearted of warriors shall flee naked on that day, says the Lord. They wouldn't listen to him. They had a hard time listening to him. They had their own ideas. Wonder how often we do that. We don't pay much attention to the readings at Mass. Why not? I'm too tired. I'm busy. I don't care. Just get this Mass done. Can you think of what an assault that is on Jesus? It presents a hatred for Jesus. It's the most holy time of the week we have. Please, brothers and sisters, if you've been away from the church, please go to your pastor in the area where you live or a priest that you know and ask him how you could return to the Lord, because the Lord has so much for you if you just follow his teaching and follow what he has given us. Please, brothers and sisters, don't say outside, don't say it doesn't matter. It matters for life eternal. I don't want to see you come before God and be destined to hell. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to him. Psalm 50, remember this. It says, remember this, you who never think of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? When you see a thief, you keep pace with him, and with adulterers you throw in your lot. To your mouth you give free rein for evil. You harness your tongue to deceit. You sit, speaking against your brother, against your mother's son, you spread rumors. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. Consider this, you who forget God, lest I rend you and there be no one to rescue you. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. I remember, brothers and sisters, when I was probably about 5 years old, not quite to the level of reason, and I would read scripture. I just would read the words, and I didn't know what I was really reading, but I'd read the words because I thought if I read the words, that was good for God. And perhaps that has kept me so close to the Word of God. Even then, I remember my father leaning over to me one point and saying, "Just pray quietly." And I said, "I don't know how." But God loves us. God loves us so much. And we come to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Think of that. He has no place because we don't know him. It wasn't just for people at that time. It's for all of us. How many times we turn away from God, or we don't have time, or I'm too busy, or I want to see this program on TV. Well, are you going to pray after it? No, I don't have time. Brothers and sisters, this word is living. You've heard me say this. This word is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It certainly changed my life. Although I came from a good Catholic family, but nevertheless, I remember when I was about 12 or 13, somewhere in there, that it really began to make sense to me, and I began to listen even more carefully. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to the Lord. Listen to his word, for he will speak to you. He'll speak to you by his word. He will. I want to share a little part of St. Cyril of Alexandria. He was an eminent figure of ancient Christian literature and a valiant defender of the faith, and that's where we need to be. He, in part, this is only part of what he said. Christ says, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And the simple meaning of the passage is as follows: that the beasts and the birds have dens and dwellings, but I have nothing to offer of those things which are the objects of general pursuit, for I have no place to dwell and rest myself and lay my head. But the inner and secret significance of the passage is attained by more profound thoughts. For he seems to mean by the foxes and the birds those wicked and cunning and impure powers, the herds of demons, for they are so called in many places in the scriptures. Expel the beasts, hunt out the foxes, drive away the birds, free your hearts from their impurity, that the Son of Man may find a place in you to lay his head. Our mind goes all over the place, doesn't it? In a given day, somebody sees us and says something, somebody ignores us, we turn the radio on and we listen to something that's not worth listening to. We pick up a paper and we say, what in here is really good or important? And there are some things that are good and important. But nevertheless, there are some times when even the local newspaper fails to be in line with the Word of God. And that's what we need, more of that. I think I've said this to you before, but if you don't read Scripture, please, every day. And I mean that not just once a week, every day. Read at least one paragraph. You'll have to read more sometimes to get the sense of what you're reading, but read carefully, just a section at a time. And after a while, you begin to understand that this word, as I said to you a few moments ago, is living. This word has power to change your life. Again, let me read to you. Expel the beasts, hunt out the foxes, drive away the birds. That's not real beasts and foxes. It's those that go after our minds. And we want to free your hearts for their impurity in order that the Son of Man may find a place in you to lay his head. The Word of God, who was incarnate and became man. He in whom Christ dwells is a temple, not of one of those gods falsely named so, but of him who by nature and in truth is God. For we have been taught to say that we are the temple of the living God. Brothers and sisters, that's what God wants you to be, a temple of the living God, where God can come to your heart and find a place. I don't mean you're going to have visions. It'll be a long time, perhaps, before you hear his voice. But make your mind his home. That whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're going to do, whatever you're not doing that you should do, say, Lord, these are the things. These are the things that I need to do and I'm not doing. Will you please help me? Please, Lord, help me. And when he does, it'll take effort on your part, but he'll show you the way. But ask the Lord, Lord, please take care of me. Please help me. That in a sense, God rests within you, and he wants to stay there. Open your heart to receive him. How do you treat yourself? How do you treat yourself? What do you read? What do you watch? What do you eat? Who do you have friends with or are friends with? Are these people helping you on the walk? And we all need help, every single one of us. None of us can say, oh, I'm fine. We need to turn to God again and again throughout the day. I sometimes just say in the middle of the day, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, thank you for what you just did for me. Jesus, for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your love. Lord, help me. Help me to share that with others. Please open my heart, and please open the hearts of those who are listening to this program. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.